Call is now being recorded.
Thank you very much, Tim. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Odessa Call on the 7th of June 2012. On the call today, we have Mikey O'Connor, Rick Keller, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Andre Thompson, Julie Hammer, Jim Galvin, Takaya Shumatsuo, and Greg Aaron. We have apologies from Cheryl Langlenor, Arturo Servin, Katrina Sataki, Don Blumenthal, Warren Kumari, Scott Argyle, Mark Costas, Jörg Schweiger, and Rafik Demak. From staff, we have Julie Headland and myself, Naki Peregrin. I would like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Mikey.
Thanks, Natalie and Tim, for getting us going. Thanks all for joining us. The usual agenda applies. We'll spin through it really quick. I think today we're really doing the second and hopefully final consensus call on the report, and do want to dig into the appendices a little bit. Those are very rough still. And then anything else on people's minds. We'll take a moment to listen in on any changes to statements of interest. Okay, and with that, off we go. Take you very quickly through just a few things. There's not a lot of substantive change since last week. We've acknowledged Jörg's idea that what we need to do is something that's applicable many times, but we didn't modify the charter part. We drove that further down. And then you'll see Julie's work here. Julie and I are the perfect team because I hate doing the last stages of final reports. So Julie has carried me across the finish line here, and I acknowledge that. So you'll see a few formatting things go by. But then there are just a few wording changes that I think are great, but I don't think change things substantively. I'm just rolling this by your eyes so that you can a little has changed. But here's the first actual content change. This one here. Where we're acknowledging Jörg's idea that the framework that the board committee, actually put a word in there, is selecting, presumably the beginning of an ongoing security management process, whereas the DSSA is chartered as a one-time effort. And this is acknowledging that we're a one-time thing, but that there should be an ongoing thing that follows it. Highlight that. Pictures. I don't think the picture's changed at all. The next change is on this line, where Jörg suggested a slight wiggle room in our next phase charter. Said we're going to go into at least one of those topics, but it gives us an out if we discover that these things take forever. It gives us a way to wrap this up so that we don't all die in the traces on this project. In. This is the next part that I wrote. It says, we observe that there's a need for ongoing risk assessment of the DNS. The DSSA is, again, chartered as a cross-constituency working group within ICANN that will end soon and is not an entity that can organize or deliver this kind of permanent capability. However, the DSSA has several observations about ongoing DNS risk assessment that the community may find helpful as it decides whether to organize, deliver that capability. And again, this is just acknowledging Gehrig's idea that we think an ongoing thing is a good idea. Sorry to roll your eyeballs for you. It's just the easiest way to do this. Big pictures haven't changed. Julie's tuning up my language, and right, Julie, this was a note to the future. Good catch. So we'll take that out. Oh yes, and this is one that we're going to take out because this is before we drew those pictures. Put this one in their place. A little editing on the fly because this came in this morning.
Yeah, Julie Hammer here. Sorry it was so late, Mikey.
That's all right. I'm still in the it turns out when you're over 60 it's really a bad idea to play 12 hours of rock and roll over a weekend. I'm still in recovery mode doing things on the fly, so that's fine. All right, then we've got stuff out that was pretty defensive. That's an old comment. Oh, and then this is the final section. So I just want to draw your attention to this part because this is all new. Julie tuned it up a little bit. But what we're saying here is that we hope that our work will continue ongoing community. Will contribute to an ongoing community-wide effort to monitor the security and stability of the DNS. We will refine the results, methods, and tools presented in this report with that goal in mind during the next phase of the work. Here are some final observations. First of all, this is a baseline. It's a momentary picture. It's probably obsolete the day it's published. The thing that I think we really contribute is the methods and tools. And we also, I think, did this last paragraph with the goal in mind that these could be shared pretty widely, community and beyond. So that's the sort of acknowledgement of Jorg's idea that we want to keep an ongoing effort on the burner. And I think this is probably mostly aimed at Bill Graham's board committee. It's really in their charter to sort of figure this out. But I think we wanted to lay the underpinnings for that. So those are the changes. Not much change, and that's a good thing because we arrived at consensus on the last call. I will note that I totally fell down on the job and have not written an executive summary yet. So you would like to wait a week and see what I've done to hack out the executive summary. That's fine. Otherwise, we could go ahead and do our second round consensus and just tune it, whichever way you prefer. My goal with the summary would be not to introduce any new ideas at all, but simply to collapse this report down into a page or two for the people who need to read it in a hurry. So any thoughts on that one way or the other? it would be nice to get a consensus call out of the way, but if you prefer to wait for that, I'm fine doing that, and I apologize. I just totally forgot. Rock and roll. Not hearing a whole lot of opinions either way. Why don't we go ahead and do the second consensus call, and I'll just note in the status report that the executive summary isn't done and that you all have the perfect right to come back and me up if that's not in good shape the next time. So, there we go. Last chance to say no, otherwise I think we'll take our silence as assent, approach, and say hooray. Consensus on the report. Okay, I want to go, the appendices, and just get some thoughts from you on this. Looking at the appendices now that we've redone the report, and I'm starting to think this is the outline view of the report rather than the text view. And the first question that I've got is, when we look at these appendices now, this whole risk scenarios section in the appendix, let me open this up, is pretty redundant. And I'm thinking of taking it out because it, you know, basically these pictures that we drew pretty much put everything on one page. And when we've already driven them up into the body of the report. And so my inclination is not to try and manage two copies of the same thing. And unless anybody just feels really strongly about this, I think I'm going to take this out, the appendix.
Mikey, Julie Hammer here. I think that's a really good idea. The only thing that currently appears in the appendix that isn't in the report are the descriptions of the example scenarios.
Yeah, and you know, Jörg started to dive into editing these.
Mm-hmm.
And as he started to do that, I realized that we probably have a fair amount of work to do on these examples before we want to publish them to the world.
So maybe leave them out altogether?
Yeah, I'm thinking that rather than try and edit these down to a state that's shareable with the world, that we should probably just, I mean, they're in the record, they're on the wiki, but they could easily get misinterpreted. Let me just get a little closer to these so that you can actually read them.
I think that's a good idea because to some extent they're just examples. They're not a complete and inclusive list.
Right. I think that they are better thought of as conversation starters for us. But they, you know, I could see these getting copy and pasted into a blog post and taken completely out of context. And is splashed all over the place when, in fact, that's not our intent. We were using them. So I'm inclined to just drop this whole section. Not that we'll lose it. You know, we'll use these when we return to these topics, but I'm a little uncomfortable publishing the way they stand.
And we just need to roll the most recent version of the pictures up into the report.
Yes. Oh, let me share. I don't know if I've got this window open or not, but Julie is, I tell you what. Julie has, this is my
version. That's not the one
version.
With the arrows.
Yeah, so this is our little animated series of slides. You can see them sort of rolling through. And the major change to this version of the pictures is that we've got the threat events and the adverse impacts on each slide.
There was a later version, Mikey, where I managed to get that red arrow on, but you might not have liked that.
I can't remember. You and I can tune these
up.
I've forgotten. I've misplaced it. It's not that I don't like it. It's that I've got too many windows open at once. And we'll get that sorted out. But anyway, I think that these slides actually do a much better job of replacing, you know, of saying, telling the story in the appendix. So I think we should really just delete these from the appendices. The next thing, there's one big piece of the appendix that's not in very good shape, and I wanted to ask your opinion. Those are all the... scenarios going by, but the one thing that's not in very good shape at all is the background materials. There's nothing in there right now, and I'm starting to run out of daylight. So again, with your permission, I'm going to delete that from this version of the appendix. It's not that it's gone, but it's sitting in one of those goofy mind maps, and I'm getting a little concerned that I will not do an adequate job to have it in any kind of shape before Prague. And rather than send off an unedited one, I'd prefer to just put a stub in here that says this will be completed prior to publishing the final report. Because I think that the background materials are very useful. It's just that I don't want to publish a crummy version and edgy that I've done. I think the rest is in reasonable shape. I may tune up the methods part a bit. I'll show you what it's like right now. This is pretty sketchy, and many of these things are really here really more for documentation than anything else. And the framework, you know, these appendices are really a mess. But fortunately, we have nice pictures. And again, this is another candidate for being deleted because these pictures are now up in the body of the report. I think I'm going to use the same rationale that these are better in the body of the report. I think the difference is that these are larger. And I may leave them in the appendix for people who are actually reading printed versions of these. If you're in the thing on a computer, you can simply expand these pictures on the screen. But for people who are actually reading a printed document, these are laid into the appendix in landscape format, so they're a little bit bigger. But other than that, I'm not planning to go any deeper. Appendix, because I think these are great. They sort of cover the whole waterfront. The charter. Oh no, this is the confidential information stuff that's completely unchanged from the draft that we developed. And a little glossary. And I'm going to put a little ditty in here right at the end. Just noting Paul Vixie's willingness to be an intermediary for people who have embarrassing scenarios that they want to submit. So that's kind of the state of the appendices. I apologize for them being so raggedy, but in a way, I think what's happened is better, because a lot of the material that was going to go into the appendices, because it was so complicated and long, I think has been summarized into those pictures, driven up into the report. And so the bad news is the appendix is in pretty rough shape, but the good news is that most of its important content is covered better in the report. That's my rationale, anyway. And I just wanted to check for shrieks of anguish from the rest of you about that approach to the appendices. If there aren't any, then I'll go ahead and drive along with that, and then I bet a nickel that Julie Hammer will be right there with me tuning this stuff up, which is perfect because I'm terrible at putting stuff across the finish line. So is that okay, folks, if we approach it that way? And I'm not sure I'll give you a whole lot of review opportunities. I think one other business item is whether we should cancel the rest of the meetings between now and Prague. We're getting awfully close to the meeting and tempted to say to let the rest of you off the hook if you're comfortable with where this is headed. If you want to keep meeting, I'm absolutely delighted to do that. But I know that everybody's getting crazy busy and could probably use the time. So again,
Mike, Julie Hammer here. I'm happy if others don't want to meet again. I'm happy if you want to just use me as a sounding board and email drafts to me and I can turn them around.
Yeah, I think that would be fabulous, because I think that you and I can turn this around a whole bunch of times between now in Prague. Those of you who are on the ops group, no, you're not off the hook, because we still have to do the slide deck for the presentation and a few other things for Prague. Yes, the schedule for Prague is done. Let's see, Julie Hedlund is on the call. Julie, can you remind us when the face-to-face meeting is? I know it's...
Yes. Hello, Mikey. This is Julie Hedlund. The meeting is on Thursday, and it's from 9 to 10:30. And let me just bring up the schedule very quickly here, and I can tell you what room it's in. But I'll send the information around as well, as I've done before. And in fact, I'm actually going to be putting together today a schedule of meetings of interest that I normally do for the ESSAC. And so let me do what I did last time, which was basically modified that, but you know, sent it to this list as well, because I think that there's a number of meetings that this group would be interested in addition to the face-to-face meeting. And then just to confirm that, it is scheduled from 9 to 10:30, and it's in the Ty Rolka room, but I'll send that around today with some other information.
Perfect. Thank you, Julie.
Welcome.
So the one other thing to add to that list that will be different than the ESSAC one is all of the update sessions, so that folks like me can trail around to them like I did the last time and just be there to sing harmony.
Right. So, Mikey, this is Julie. I have not seen the schedule of the update sessions.
Yeah, I think that's a research project, actually. You know, I've sort of worn out my welcome with Jeff Newman, who's scheduling the GNSO one. I have no clue even whether I have an update session.
Yeah, actually, for the GNSO, that is the one I am aware of. The GNSO, you are on the schedule of the GNSO council meeting on Wednesday afternoon. I don't know exactly where in the agenda, because that agenda is still in flux, but you are definitely slotted there.
Okay, so...
That's the only one I'm aware of. I don't know what's happening with CCNSO or anyone else.
Can you bug your respective... Maybe we bug ourselves on the ops list on that.
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm not aware. Did we extend, I mean, I know as staff we didn't extend, you know, requests to the groups other than GNSO. I don't know that other requests for meetings have been made to other groups, you know, ALAC, et cetera.
Jim, Olivier, Olivier, go ahead.
Thanks, Mikey. It's Olivier for the transcript. Just to let you know, we have at the ALAC, we have reserved some time between 13:50 and 14:20 on Sunday, the 24th of June. So you're very welcome. And everyone here, of course, is very welcome to come to that session. This is our we have a full day of work, but usually we might be a few minutes late, maybe 10, 15 minutes late by that time, since we will have been in that room since 9 a.m. Nonetheless, we'll have enough time to be able to discuss the DSSA. So 13:50 to 14:20.
Cool.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Julie. I've noted that, and I'll include that in the schedule.
Oh, and I guess, Julie, you're the ESSAC person, so you know whether it was in the ESSAC schedule, wouldn't you?
I haven't seen the ESSAC.
Yeah, you know, actually, the ESSAC members will just attend the session on Thursday, so that will be their update.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because those that are interested will just plan to be there. And, in fact, we're all in the same room. So, basically, the ESSAC meets from 8 to 9, and then the ESSAC members who are interested, you know, will just stay on.
Great. All right. So we've got that one covered. And, well, we probably need to circle around to Mark and Jurg and see sort of what the plan is. I would be surprised if they haven't got something on the CCNSO schedule, too. Anyway, we'll tidy that one up on the ops list. Olivier, is that a new hand you want to talk again, or is that left over from before? Oop, left over. Thanks. Okay. That's it then for today. I'm happy to give back some time. Julie, go ahead.
Julie Hammer for the transcript. Mikey, did you want to mention just the idea we had about perhaps needing to weave into the report something about the numerical calculation generated by the worksheet? Weave that in somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think that was a huge issue, but yeah, one of the points that Julie raised in this correspondence that we've been having is that when you pound numbers into the worksheet, you sometimes get some gigantic results, over a million And my immediate thought on that, Julie, was to just put a little disclaimer in the front of the worksheet that says, be not dismayed by the numbers. These are just relative scales, and they can result in some horrendous multiplicative effects. But this is fairly typical for these kinds of evaluation systems. Because of the way they're structured, they wind up with huge swings in the results. In our case, it could swing from something like 10,000 to 10 million, I think. I thought I would just put a little... I need to go back through that worksheet and update it one more time for the public release anyway. I think probably putting it in the report, there's no really good place to stand for that because there aren't any indications in the report of the scale of those.
No, I agree. I think the worksheet would be a good place for it to be.
Yeah. No, I should, I've got an action to go through and tidy that up. Okay, then. That's it for me. Any other business from anybody else? Going once, going twice? All right, then. Thanks all for hanging in all the way to the end, and we'll see you in Prague, and to send you out, show you a picture of my current state, exhaustion. And with that, Natalie, I think you can wrap up the call. Tim, thanks a million for managing all the phone stuff as always. And we'll see you all in Prague, either in person or on the net, except for you ops people. You guys get to meet next Monday. Sorry. See you all later. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mikey.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Timmy, and I'll stop the recordings.